I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The unchecked Darfur crisis has sparked a round of stricter sanctions against Sudan. Compassion Radio's Norm Nelson says they're working through the Sudan Council of Churches and through local pastors who are based in Khartoum.
Not only do we have the joy of helping these people who are in dire straits, but also a church has been planted. In fact, members of the African Union military force, which is there to keep the peace, members of that force have actually come to faith in Christ as a result.
Next, it's been almost 3 months since flooding hit Sentani, Indonesia, killing more than a dozen people. It also affected the work of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Knee-deep water destroyed computers and supplies, but within hours, flights resumed. However, the flooding took out bridges and the city's water system, so says MAF's Mike Brooks. Providing love and compassion has given MAF a platform to share their faith. Brooks says it's made an impact on their Muslim neighbors.
I think their hearts have really been changed. They really see that there is a difference in who we are and who we say that we are.
MAF needs your prayers and financial support as they continue with this outreach and with a number of flights into mountainous frontier regions of the country. And Christian radio can now be heard in more places in Haiti than ever before. After being forced off the air due to disrepair, a Radio Lumiere station is now back with a stronger signal after workers from 8CJB Global came to the rescue. Political unrest made repairs impossible until now. 8CJB workers made several improvements and trained Radio Lumiere workers how to do similar maintenance and repairs. Pray that Christians now hearing this station's broadcasts will be refreshed by its message. You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about stories you've heard on this broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website for more details at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.